This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Welcome to the stream. We're going to get running very soon, inshallah. Nazar Khan, I see you. Welcome. Thank you very much for that membership. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. From a life before, the place we come from, should I be broken, never affect where we end up. Turned down, takes a real man to turn it around. Real men, from the struggles I cry. Now made alive. Yo. Let's start the year with a bang. The last decade went well. Let's continue the plan. Yeah. I was rolling with the robbers and the shutters. Now I'm rolling with the scholars and the students. This ain't a sheen, this is Champions League. This is greatness only. I'm on the winning team. I stopped my education at my GCSE. I started this dedication at the age of 19. Could have picked up a gun when it hit the streets. Instead, I picked up a book and I started to read. While they're busy on the internet, laughing at memes, posting quotes they don't live by. Done your dreams. During the week, they act deep. But if you see them on the weekend, lost can't swim. Drowning in the deep end. I'm doing real life preparation to die. We lived enough already, now we're aiming for the sky. Allah, I need you now even more than I needed you then. I'm an adult now, that means I've got less friends. And I'm more alone, and I'm feeling closer to the end. Closer to the grave, but I'm thankful for this way, for this new life. You fight more power in a dua than a knife. More justice in a prayer than a fight. More peace in your days and nights. Walk in a straight line, rather than the girl you're just looking for a wife. This is real man business, to survive these real times. Have faith, some of the best men came from the worst crime. Watching the world pass, look how time flies. We grew up with nothing, we were still the cool guys on the state wall making future plans. We was young and ambitious, with the world in our hands. We was living with no fear, living with no care. Confident introverts, big presence everywhere. This is South London, we was SMS. We had to step it up, we was faced with a test. We wasn't the best of men, but we had some clean hearts. We had brotherhood coming from the worst parts. If it all ends today, what can I say? When that time came, we stood up in the mosque and we prayed. And when that month came, we fasted on those long summer days. We played our best hand from a bad card game. Real talk, I'm proud of this journey so far. But I know I can do better, so it's time to go hard. No more Muslim Bilal like it's just a stage name. No more photographs like it's all about fame. This is real life, and this is real submission. I came a long way, now time to use this position. Yeah. Keep going. Therapy. Ready or not, death's gonna come for me. Somebody's son pointing their gun at me. Literally, or is it gonna take me in my sleep? Visit me any day this week. Unexpectedly, catch me without a warning. I started my day off with a prayer this morning. Then I stepped out clean. This life looks glorious, but the pain's unseen. I've been notorious since 1993 in the ghetto. The problem is, they don't know when it's time to let go. I told him, anything that costs you your deen is too expensive. Carry too expensive from the streets and the trenches. Found my escape reading too expensive in a peaceful place. You ever tasted the sweetness of faith? Could have went back and built a drug line. Went forward, built an orphanage
for the orphans. It's game time.
Round three, the first round were the streets. The second round was a deen. Young, judgmental and extreme. People are hardly the same as they seem. Last week, should have seen what I seen. Young treasure.
Got influenced by an influencer. Stop. TikToking and prayer stopping.
Low dropping. Searching for happiness in the wrong places. Causes a rise in the depression cases that we're faced with. Holes in the heart at a younger age. Full of regret. Want to turn the page. Had to experience the trash
before you create the change.
The life we rejected yesterday
is the only life we did. That we want to chase.
Faith. In a mocktail on a summer day.
I can see it in their face that they wanna taste, replace the pain with the pleasure
of pleasing Allah. Faith, the greatest treasure. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, chat. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, chat. Should have had us broken. But real men turn it around. We turn it around, chat. Turn that pain to pleasure. Turn our mess into a message. We're making a life out of it, fam. Trauma. If you don't heal from what hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. Let it fly. Let it fly away like a little bird, chat. Let it fly away like a little bird. We gotta let it go. We turn our pain into the pleasure, our mess into a message. And real men and real women, we turn it around and we do the right thing. We pick it up. We keep going. We keep struggling. We keep striving. We keep trying to do better and better and better and better. I hope you guys are doing well today, chat. Let's get it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, chat. How are you guys doing today? Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the stream. Hold on, let me pop this chat out real quick, chat, so I can see what I'm looking at over here. So I can see who all is up in here. You guys, beautiful, beautiful faces up in here. Maryam, salam. Al Mustashin Music, salam. Mr. Adyan, salam. Nazim Khan, Nazim. Back with a tier one membership for 2 months. I much appreciate you. Hanani Gaming, yo, my bro, what's up? Mahjuba Nadi, salam alaikum. Nasiba, salam alaikum. Iram, salam alaikum. Yusuf Khalid, salam alaikum. Jana Fisabilillah, welcome. Umar Saeed Gulzi. Hamza 696. When did you switch to YouTube? No, we're on YouTube full time now, bro. Twitch is done. Done deal. This is not a gaming stream, by the way. This is our chat and chill stream. Gaming is tomorrow on the U7's gaming YouTube channel. Who else is here? Serenity, salam alaikum, number one of our members. Welcome, welcome to the stream. Sammy, salam alaikum. Who else am I missing? Gabriel Mendoza, salam alaikum, my brother Barbarian, salam alaikum. Musa Nur Medina, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome. 1 year of being a Muslim, mashallah, may Allah keep you. May Allah keep you. Even more, inshallah. Naeem Al-Oni, assalamu alaikum. Latifa Wallace, assalamu alaikum from London. Green 00, assalamu alaikum. Mr. Mo 416, assalamu alaikum. What is that? Khalilov's Design, assalamu alaikum from Uzbekistan. Welcome, welcome. Hamza Akub, assalamu alaikum. Jinro, Amr Saeed, salamu alaikum. Nazifa, salamu alaikum. Which book would recommend a beginner to become a better Muslim? The Quran, first and foremost. The Quran, first and foremost. Yusuf Khalid, can I play Modern Warfare 2 with you tomorrow? For sure, you can play Modern Warfare 2. You can check it out with me tomorrow, inshallah. Oh, we need some more light up in here. We need some more light up in here. It's a little too... A little too dark, chat. There we go. Need a little light up in here. It was a little too dark, chat. A little too dark. There we go. All right. Siwatro, salam alaikum from Sweden. Welcome. Sammy, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How you guys doing? Our Thursday stream. We are back. Yes, last week, unfortunately, we had no internet. They've been doing some serious revamping. Yes, I do remember Mufti Ming, my bro. They've been doing some serious revamping with the internet out here where I live, and sometimes it just... It is what it is. I'm a slave to the internet. But alhamdulillah, it's back today. We were supposed to start 45 minutes ago, but I had a little bit of a migraine, chat, so we had to back it up just a little bit. We had to back it on up. But we are here now. We are here. Just wanted to say, at this moment, you are one of the most beneficial figures in the da'wah scene. Alhamdulillah. May Allah grant you goodness, inshallah. And there's a lot of good people out there in the da'wah scene. There's a lot of good brothers out there in the da'wah scene. I am just I'm just trying. So may Allah accept it from me, and may Allah bless all of those who are out there working to do it, insha'Allah ta'ala. 31 people watching, 14 thumbs up. If you guys don't mind, hit that thumbs up button. If you guys don't mind, hit that thumbs up button. It helps the algorithm and all that good stuff. It helps the algorithms. I'm actually gonna see, do you guys like the full, or do you want me to be zoomed in like this? Which way you guys think is better? Zoomed out where you can see the whole setup, or zoomed in like this? Zoomed in like this. Let's get this mic out of the way. There we go. Or zoomed in like this. What do you guys think is better? What do you guys like better? Yusha, has your dad brother said nobody's accepted Islam? No, nobody's accepted Islam. Zoomed in, zoomed out, zoomed in, your beautiful breeze. Mashallah. Zoomed out. So we got two zoomed in, two zoomed out. Yeah, I've been grinding a little bit, Yusuf. Zoomed in. This is good. I hope your mom will be one of the people of Fatra, inshallah. You guys like it like this? You want the full zoomed out? Like this, I think, is a little... I like this, I think, is a little bit more... little bit more intimate, inshallah. You guys can actually see me. But if you guys like the zoomed out more, then we can always do that. Or we can... All right, let's see. You want zoomed in? This lens goes in very far, like way farther than this. Like it'll probably be all up in my nose in a minute. Like I love this lens, bro. Cause look, it'll just keep going and keep going and keep going. I really do like this lens. It's a very good Tamron lens. But we're gonna zoom it all out for a minute. Zoom it out for a minute. And we keep the vibes going. Keep the vibes going. Too close. Yeah, bro. It comes very, very close. So talk about some of those things, inshallah. Abid coming to the UK anytime soon. Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. Yeah, that Tamron lens is a very nice lens. Tamron 17. What is it? 17. 17 to 70 f/2.8. 17 to 70 f/2.8. I wish it had a lower aperture stop, lower f stop. But for my podcast camera, it's a prime lens, 16 millimeter, but it's a 1.4. So you can get that really good bokeh. But I'm actually only on. Yeah, I'm on 2.8. So I can't take any lower than that. I don't know. I might be coming to UK soon. Only Allah knows. I save your videos and listen when I drive to Uber sometimes. Guys, listen. Since I was not able to be here last week, you guys should know. My brother, how are your parrots? They are good. They are in their cage at the moment. Because if I take them out of the cage, you know where they're going to be. They're going to be flying right in over here. So I might actually go and unlock the cage towards the end of the stream so they can fly out and you might see them towards the end. They're really chills, as you know, from those of you who watch. But for those of you who were not here or you don't know, and since I didn't get to do a stream last week, Samosas and Sweet Tea, the podcast, has officially launched. I know I kept teasing Samosas and Sweet Tea. I kept teasing it. Nobody knew what it was. It is a podcast with myself and my wife. And that is the first episode is up right now. It's on YouTube right here. We're going to be dropping another one this Sunday. It's also on Spotify. It's also on iTunes. The new Reflections is going to be coming soon. But I've also now added Reflections to Spotify and to iTunes. Latifa Wallace, no, all you got to do is go down on this channel, go down to the other suggested channels. There's only two channels. Yushem's Gaming is where I stream on Fridays with the brothers for gaming, and then you have Samosas and Sweet Tea, which has its own channel.
New super chat mandatory viewing is now in effect. $4.99
with the super chat, the super sticker. Hiya, thank you very much. Thank you very much for supporting the stream. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you for supporting the stream and everybody who supports the stream that allows me to keep doing what I do. Because right now, you know, besides the coaching, this is it. We do content creation. This is what keeps it going. Because without your support, I wouldn't have the time to create this content because it is time intensive. And I am a one-man show. Now, well, I got my wife in involved, but like we are a team show. We're doing everything, you know, the recording, the editing, the designing. Like thumbnails, like everything that we are doing behind the scenes takes a tremendous amount of time. And so the project with my wife is going to go forward every Sunday, where we're going to talk about hard-hitting topics and topics nobody else is really discussing. Or if they are discussing them, then they're not discussing them from the vantage point that we have. Taboo topics, whatever have you. So make sure you go over there and drop the subscription on the Samosas and Sweet Tea channel, inshallah. You know what the nasheed you played when you start your streams? Yes, all of them are Muslim Bilal. The 99% of them are from Muslim Bilal. And the one that I played right before this stream was called Therapy, off Muslim Bilal's newest album called Faith. You can find it right on Spotify. You can find it right on Spotify, chat. Right on Spotify. That's all you got to do. Go to Faith. Go to Spotify. Type in Muslim Bilal. And you'll see his two albums up there. Did your grandma know about Islam? No. I don't think she knew enough. I had not gotten out of prison yet to tell her. My grandmother died while I was in prison, unfortunately. Make dua to Allah. He will let you know intuitively. Inshallah. Just subscribe to the Sweet Tea page. Omar Saeed, I appreciate you, bro. Andrew Tate is a Muslim. Let's go. Yes, alhamdulillah. May Allah accept the brother. May Allah accept the brother Andrew Tate as a Muslim and grant him firmness, inshallah, and allow him to be a benefit to himself and to other Muslims. Binillahi ta'ala. Were you telling us how you and your wife got married? Cause us single sisters want to know, Iram. Iram, we might get to that, inshallah. We are planning on doing a Get to Know Us episode. We do plan to do a Get to Know Us episode. So that might... You never know. Muhammad, brother, what do you think about Andrew Tate? I just said it. I just said it. That what I think about it is, may Allah accept his deen from him. And may Allah rectify his affairs. And make him a means of benefit to himself and the brothers around him, inshallah ta'ala. Q&A maybe. Yes. We also might be doing some lives on the Samosas and Sweet Tea. Me and my wife might be doing some lives from right here. I'll be sitting right here in the lab, and she will be on mic as well. So we might be doing some lives here. Might be doing some lives here, inshallah. I talked about it on Friday. I added a new, and this was actually a gift. This is actually a gift from my wife. New addition to the office is one of my dream cars. Anybody tell me what it is? And can anybody from here? Let's see who knows their cars. What do you think it is? This is one of my dream cars that I would love to own and build one day, inshallah ta'ala. Yusuf Khal, appreciate that, dropping that sub in there, bro. Moon Bunny Star, hello, salam alaikum, my daughter. Eleanor, Ricky, Eleanor, close, Charger, no, you know my legend, may Allah bless you, Khalid, Khalilov's designs, no. Mustang Shelby, Muhammad, yes, it is a Mustang Shelby, Now watch me drop this thing. The wife got this for me, mashallah. This is a 1968 Ford Mustang GT Shelby Cobra Jet. There you go. There it is right there. It's all fancy. It's got... shows all the interior very well. This is a really well done and well thought out one, and the wheels all turn. Nice, classic Cobra Jet engine in there. So this is a beautiful addition. Get me some inspiration to get hustling so I can. Be very, very careful with that. Get hustling so I can build one of those one day, inshallah ta'ala. But yes, it's a 1968 Mustang Shelby Cobra Jet. All right. Let me see. What is the question I see? Do you be balling, Akhi, if you ever event W Fly Down sub new channel? Musa Nur Medina, I do play basketball sometimes. Not as much as I used to. I'm slowing down a bit, but yeah, I do play ball. No problem. Could do that, my brother. Ahmed Khan, salamu alaikum to you as well. Salamu alaikum. I showed my Christian teacher a video of yours about your journey to Islam. He had a question I want to ask. If you don't mind, it's on the night of the car crash. May I ask? Sure, you can ask whatever you like. You can ask whatever you like. Brandon, halal CBD. Brandon Mitchell, yes. What about the halal CBD? If you want to get, as a matter of fact, I have not had my halal CBD today. So I appreciate you pushing the plug, my brother. Because you can use the code Yusha Evans on halalcbd.io. Halal CBD. Come on. Come on, camera. There you go. Halalcbd.io. And you'll get 15% off. I haven't had mine today, so thanks for reminding me, Brandon Mitchell. Somebody going, I wanted to ask you, if a person is guided by Allah at a young age, how to hold on that rope till death from Undeen, because it's so easy to become deviated. There's a lot to hold on, Dean. There's no real secret formula to holding on to the deen. You have to strive and struggle every single day to hold on to the deen and to do things that keep you on the deen, to pray five times a day, read the Quran as much as you can, you know, give in charity, be good to people, be kind to people, let Islam mold your character. You know, when you make mistakes, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to correct your actions, and move forward, etc., so on and so forth. Like, there's so many different things that go in to staying steadfast and istiqamah. 45 concurrent viewers. I appreciate you guys. If you guys don't mind hitting that thumbs up button, help us out with the algorithm, that'd be much appreciated. 45 viewers, 45 likes. If you like it, if not, hey, more power to you. But if you can hit that thumbs up button, that's much appreciated. Mahjub Nadi, may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you as well.
Membership received.
Abu Farouk. Abu Farouk. My brother, it's been a long time. Member for 17 months, tier one. Habibuna, how you doing, my brother? Habibi. Akhi Al Kareem, how you doing, my brother? 17 months you've been riding with your boy. I appreciate you. It's a pleasure. Alhamdulillah. Messi or Ronaldo? I don't watch football, so I don't know. I don't watch European football, so I have no idea, bro. I don't watch it. I have no idea. React on Bobby's perspective. On Bobby's perspective of what? Who's Bobby? Who Bobby? Who that? Who that? Who Junaid? Junaid? Who Bobby? Who Bobby be? Where he at? What he doing? Pleasure, Abu Farouk, my brother. All good. How you doing, man? Missed your stream. Yeah. Busy. Yes, all good, bro. Tomorrow we'll be live on the other channel, the Yusha Evans Gaming channel. We actually have a thing for that now. It's youtube.com/@YushaEvansGaming. GG's on that. They gave me a name for that. They allowed me to have a game for that. GG. youtube.com/@YushaEvansGaming. GG's. No GG on that though. So do you plan to come to Luton for another lecture? Only Allah knows. I don't know where I'll be next. I have no idea where I'll be in the world next. There's nothing confirmed at the moment. No idea. For the time being, the one place I do know that I'll be, inshallah ta'ala, if Allah allows me to stay alive, then I'll be right here. I'll be right here. Right here. Let's see, Mr. Doom Doom. Which dua do you recite often, Sadia? The most recited dua I make in my life is Ya Muqallib al Qulub Thabit Qalbi ala Dini. That's probably the most frequent dua I've made since I've been a Muslim is Ya Muqallib al Qulub Thabit Qalbi ala Dini. Oh, he who controls the heart, keep my heart firm on your religion. What time is the stream tomorrow, Yusuf? Probably about 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Probably about 4 p.m. my time, which is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Normally it's at 3, but my son has a doctor's appointment at 3:30. So it'll be after that. As soon as I get back from his doctor's appointment. So I'm figuring 4:30 my time, which is 5:30-ish Eastern Standard Time. We'll get up on it tomorrow, inshallah. Okay, Junaid Khan. Bobby is a Christian Orthodox, and just like you, he read the Quran and now re-entered Islam. I remember your story when I watched his story. Really? Okay. I don't know who he is, but may Allah guide him. May Allah guide him. Muhammad Abdul Rahman, is there an imposter among us? That's a good question, is there? That's a good question. Have you heard about them Mauritius Islands? Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Would love to go there one day, Ajmal. Would love to go to the Mauritius Islands one day, inshallah. If Allah gives me the ability. Iram, have you ever had a jinn experience? We could talk about that one day, actually, in my podcast or one of these chats. But I grew up, when my great-grandmother's house, I'm not going to get deep into this today. We'll talk about this another day. But remind me, Iram, to talk about this in detail on another day. My great-grandmother was alive for a lot of my life. My great-grandmother's house was one of those, you know, they would call them haunted houses. You know, which we know that haunted house is basically jinn and shayateen. I experienced and saw some crazy, and so did many members of my family, some crazy things in my grandmother's great-grandmother's house. And her house was built on old Indian burial grounds. So basically her house was built on a graveyard, or what used to be an Indian graveyard. But yeah, there were some crazy things I could tell you guys about, but I think my daughter's watching and we're not going to do that right now. She has to get off of the stream. I'm about to make sure she's not watching the stream when we tell some of them stories, because if not, I'll be sleeping with her tonight. So we'll save that. Remind me, Idem, for another day. We'll save that we'll talk about the jinn stories that I experienced as a child growing up with my great grandmother at her house. Some crazy stuff, bro. Crazy stuff. Crazy. What advice would you give to Muslim sisters who follow the feminist movement to follow the deen of Islam? To follow the deen? If you follow the deen properly, there's no need for feminism. Because both feminism and masculinity are well-defined, well-proportioned, and well-maintained within the religion of Islam itself. There's no need for anything external. There's no need for anything external. The deen is complete. It is perfect. Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, this day I have perfected for you your religion. That means the religion is perfect. The religion is complete. So we don't need anything else external. Within the framework of Islam, it gives men everything they need to be men and to have masculinity, etc. It gives women everything that women need to be women and to be feminine and to have their rights, etc. All of these things are well perfected. If someone thinks that something outside of Islam is better and is going to give them more rights than inside of Islam, this is actually a very dangerous statement, because it can put one on the borderline of leaving Islam. It can put one on the border of leaving Islam. Because it's basically saying that my rights are not upheld properly within the religion of Islam. My rights are not properly held up in the religion of Islam. Therefore, I need some other ideology in order for my rights to be upheld, whether that be from a man or from a woman. This is a super dangerous statement to make and a super dangerous idea to have, because it can lead one to disbelief. So My advice to them would be to practice Islam. Simple as that. LFW, salam alaikum. Watching you from Temple University. Decided to get married. Make dua for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and grant you a righteous spouse, inshallah. From Temple. I think I've been to Temple University, but this is like way, way back in the day. Way, way back in the day. Way, way back in the day, many years ago, I've been to Temple University. You should come back to Wise Masjid. Inshallah, I look forward to it. It's been a while since I've been to Wise, haven't it? What to do if my friends like to backbite whenever they visit me? get new friends or tell them to stop backbiting in your presence. Either tell them to stop backbiting in your presence or get new friends. Hold on, this fan's too loud. There we go. Yeah. Either tell your friends to stop backbiting in your presence, or it's time to get new friends. Brother, can you please explain beautiful patience in times of extreme hardship? Beautiful patience is just, you know, being satisfied by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being satisfied by the will of Allah jalla wa ala, in times of extreme difficulty. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you into difficulty, beautiful patience is to submit to the will of Allah in that trial, know that there is for a higher purpose or a higher reason, and therefore you are going to do what you need to do to get to the other side of it, but knowing that you're not going to become despondent with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and things like that. Only a Muslim in my family and my job. From just doing salah to people seeing the change in me, may Allah guide my two brothers at my job and gave two shahadas on my channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bro. Allahu Akbar for that. May Allah bless you, bro, for that. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful move. So keep up what you're doing. May Allah bless you and increase you in that, inshallah. You says there's still Friday night hot drops. No, it's only on Friday during the day now. I don't have time for the Friday night hot drops at the moment. And we'll see when Warzone 2 comes out. Because everything is just kind of stale right now, bro. Everything is just kind of stale right now. Even Modern Warfare 2 at the moment, just there's a lot of glitches, a lot of bugs they need to fix. And it's just, Warzone 2 is less than 2 weeks away. So got 13 days to Warzone 2. So we'll see what happens when that drops. Bro, please don't stop the coaching. Inshallah, one day when I can afford, I'd like to have a chat with you. Omar Saeed, we're not going to stop the coaching, inshallah, ta'ala. As long as people continue to come, then I'll continue to be there, inshallah. As long as people continue to come to the coaching, I will continue to be there to the best of my abilities, inshallah ta'ala. That is the plan. Yusha, have you been in contact with Chris? I make dua every day. You find him one again? No, I haven't. I don't know what happened to my brother, to be honest with you. I don't know where my brother's at the moment. I haven't spoken to him in some years. So hopefully he knows how. I've not changed my number since the last time we spoke. So hopefully he finds a way to get in touch with me one day, inshallah. Brother, an architecture student, I have worked with non-Muslim girl. Is it allowed to work and talk with non-Muslim girl? That's something that you have to. You know, like, we live in a world where you're going to have to communicate with people of the opposite gender, you know, in your work life or whatever it might be. You're definitely probably going to have to communicate with people of the opposite gender. So, you know, knowing that, just keep it professional. Keep it professional. Simple as that. Know yourself. Know your limits. Keep it professional. And keep it moving. And make it easier for you. Akid Abdullah, sick setup. Thank you very much, my brother. I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoy the setup. This is an office where I spend a lot of my day in. I spend a lot of my day in here. So we try to make it look good. I don't even think I have the other camera. Let me see if the full other cam works. Let me see. Let's see if the other one's working. It may or may not. Yeah, there you go. So this is my view. This is what I have to look at all day long. So this is my setup. This is where I sit and do all of my office work. So I try to have it as vibey as possible, inshallah. Thank you very much, Abba Fruit. Yes, hit that like button if you're in here. I appreciate you. Muhammad, my friend is going to pray. He feels guilty or peace and goes back again. Please give him advice as he's listening to this podcast. Just keep striving. Keep trying. Keep getting back at it and know that you're going to have to start cutting out some of the things that are triggering you to go back to that. You know, there's going to be times where you got to figure out what is triggering these habits, whatever bad habit you might have that you're trying to get rid of. Getting rid of bad habits begins with getting rid of the triggers, you know, so there are going to be triggers that you'll start to notice that send you towards those bad habits. And one of the easiest ways to kind of overcome them is to cut off the triggers. So it's some, but you know, if it's something that he needs to talk about, tell him to book a session with me. Book a session with me, youshevinscoaching.com. We can sit down and have a chat, inshallah. Brother, no disrespect, but is gaming not haram? I don't know, you tell me. If you say that something's haram, you have to have evidence for it. Some games are haram, 100%. Oh my goodness, 100%. But playing video games in general, no. Absolutely not. In my opinion. And that's my opinion. And take it or leave it. I don't, I'm not bothered either way. I do what I do. Where are we at? What is something you have enjoyed or benefited from growing older and wiser? I'm in my 20s and constantly worrying about the future and time. When it comes to what is something I've enjoyed or benefited from getting older, I think one of the things that I've benefited from getting older and getting wiser is having so much more life experience. There is no substitute for experience, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you, I don't care how long you spend studying something, how long you've spent in school on a subject, how much, you know, time you've invested in digging through research material. There is no teacher like experience. This is why you should listen to your elders. You should, you know, listen to people who are older than you. You should speak to elders more frequently and listen to their life stories. Listen to their advices. Listen to their wisdoms, because there is no teacher on this planet like experience. Experience will teach you what nothing else will teach you. And that is one thing that I've enjoyed with getting older, is I've enjoyed the fact that now I have so much more experience in life. So that is something that I'm working on, inshallah, to get more and more in tune with myself through my life experiences. We should have a command for coaching link, inshallah. Abu Farouk, yes, we should. Send me a DM on Discord to remind me of that. I'll add that tonight about afterwards, inshallah. I'll add that tonight about, because we should have a coaching link. You're right. Should be able to say exclamation coaching, and then it'll just pull up youshevinscoaching.com. I appreciate that, Abu Farouk. So remind me of that, and I'll do it right after the podcast, inshallah. Right after the stream. You should do coaching for non-Muslims who are Christian or atheists. Yusuf, they're for anybody. The coaching is for anybody. Yes, you know, I'm going to have a perspective coming from a Muslim, but anybody can come to the coaching. Anybody. Yusuf, you're my favorite Islamic speaker. I believe that you're one of the... Yusuf, far from it. May Allah bless you, but also forgive you, because I'm far from it. I'm actually just struggling to get by myself, doing the best that I can, inshallah. Yusuf Khalid, your bills must be hitting. That setup is too good. Electricity gonna be overdone. Yeah, well, when I'm not streaming or I'm not, you know, actively working like something like that, I shut down a lot of the lights. I shut down a lot of the other things and try to keep the power as minimally as possible when I'm not actively working, because yeah, these things do eat up power. Power bill going to be through the roof. Which country do you want to live? Wonder the country has major population Muslims. They are doing innovation, or the country like USA or minor. I don't know. I'm not really, you know, made no decisions. Like, I like where I'm at right now. I like being in the States, but that could go sideways at any moment now. Only Allah knows. There's a lot of places I wouldn't mind living in the world. Lots of places. Brother, your episode on Fahad al-Kandri show was amazing. Barakallahu fiqh. Yeah, that was a very a very beautiful time flying out to Chicago and doing that filming series with Fahel Kandri. Then I was guided. It was very beautiful. He's a very beautiful brother, mashallah. I met him first in Kuwait when I was in Kuwait many years ago. And then we did the podcast, I mean, the episode of, then I was, I think it was guided through the Quran or something like that. We did that filming. We did that filming in Chicago. Musawir, is it a good thing to remember what happens after death in a positive way? Some get looked with strange faces by others who have this thinking. No, I don't think it's terrible. You know what I mean? If you want to try to have some positive outlook on the next life, inshallah, for sure, to the best of our abilities, we should also be afraid. Muhammad Daniel Shah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother, one of the OGs who have been riding with us since the very beginning. How you doing, my brother? And your thoughts on UFC 280 and Slam vs. Charles? I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. So I don't know. I didn't watch it. Any chance Throwback Thursdays are coming? Maybe. I don't know. At the moment, not right now. I'm just got so much other things going on, but we'll see. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Sardar. How are Rami? Yusuf. We all try, bro. We all try. We're all tried to be the best Muslim we can be, inshallah. UK weather right now is horrible. It's about to get really cold here soon anyway. It's going to be in like 1 or 2 degrees next week, so it's going to get cold. Nazim Kazan, did you see Halloween in Riyadh? I did see it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that, inshallah. May Allah protect us. The times we live in are becoming very strange. The times we live in are becoming very, very strange. Al-Azim, salamu alaikum. How you doing? Umar Saeed, brothers apart. We said you want the government to see you bug your house. You want them to see what you're doing. Have you had you had tears in your eyes? That was beautiful. May Allah bless you, Umar Saeed. Yeah, I'm not worried. There's nothing. I got nothing to hide. I'm doing good, bro. Yeah, it's been so long since we played Rocket League, Muhammad Daniel Shah. I ain't gonna lie to you. Missed those Rocket League days. We had some fun, didn't we? We had some fun, didn't we? It's been super long. I'm trying to make sure I can read all of these chats properly and answer them correctly. What's your view on playing games like COD? I'm not sure if I should leave it or play limit myself. If you do it with what is the word I'm looking for?
New super chat. Mandatory viewing is now in effect.
Thank you very much. May Allah bless you with the super sticker. I actually like that hippo. That hippo looks very nice. Thank you very much. Sardar with the, I think that is the Kroners, inshallah. May Allah bless you. If you limit yourself and don't play too much, I don't see an issue with it. I play COD, you know, here and there for an hour or two. I don't see it as a big issue. It doesn't prevent me from any of the other things that I try to doing, but that's my downtime. It's one of the things I choose to do in my downtime. Dante, are there any war films that you enjoy? Off the top of my head, I can't really say if there's any war films that I enjoy. Maybe, but I just don't remember them. I like watching a lot of, to be honest with you, I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of the History Channel. I watch a lot of National Geographic. I like period pieces. I watch BattleBots with my missus, which is Robot Wars. I don't know. There's certain things that I like to watch. Al-Zaim, I wonder if MGL is still a thing. Yes, it is. Discord.gg/MGL. Just go over to discord.gg/MGL. That's it. Discord.gg/MGL. There is like over, 6,000 people over there now? A little bit more? So 100%. 100%. Hacksaw Ridge was a very good war movie, Musa Noor. Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge actually was a very good war movie. I liked Hacksaw Ridge. Shadow Knight, salamu alaikum. Brother, your thoughts on the Illuminati in association with Dajjal? Is it true, brother? I mean, there's always secret societies and secret powers that rule things going on behind the scenes. That's always 100% happening. Thank you very much, Moon Bunny Star, for bringing me my smoothie. So much other things going on. 1917 is a bad boy warm film. I haven't even seen it. I've never even heard of 1917. I have to give it a gander, inshallah.
the super chat. Mandatory viewing is now in effect.
Abu Al-Yasa with the... with the super sticker, much appreciated. May Allah bless you and grant you goodness, inshallah. Bless you, grant you goodness, inshallah. Omar Maruk, Jazakul Khairim. May Allah grant you Jannat of Firdaus. Ameen, and you as well. Ameen, and you as well. I appreciate what you do as well, Dante. I appreciate you for coming here. I appreciate you. My significant other and I want to talk to his Muslim grandmother about us having nikah. Any advice how to approach the topic with her? Gently. Approach the topic gently, inshallah. Approach the topic gently, inshallah. Muslima, assalamu alaikum. Welcome. A, is playing guitar not permissible? Musical instruments, no. Other than the deaf. So, no. And I had approached people. Gently. Be gentle with people. Talk to them gently and explain to them things that they're doing wrong. Gentleness. And do it in private. Simple as that. Gentleness in private. Also teaching the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the following Christian. Thank you very much, Nir Harvey. End of times will come. Akoni, assalamu alaikum from Nigeria. Is there a Call of Duty mobile group on Discord? There might be. There might be a mobile group on Discord. I'm not 100% sure. Usually if you make dua only one time, is it effective? Just continue making dua. Over and over and over again. Yes, one time is effective. Allah hears you and He knows. But continue to ask Him. Allah loves to be asked. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, say to my servants that I am near. And I hear them when they call upon me. And I respond to the caller. So tell them to call on me. So keep calling. Osama, big sin. Halloween, big sin. Halloween traces its roots back to paganism. All right, chat. I'm going to take... I had a lot of water before the stream. So give me 1 second. We're going to take a two-minute break. I am going to queue up because I don't want to cut the stream off just yet. I'm going to queue up a Muslim Bilal track and go use the restroom and let the birds out and see if one of them wants to fly over here. So we're going to take just a... We're just going to take a little break, inshallah ta'ala. Little break. Let's see what I should have played. What should I play for you guys? Let's do one that I think you guys will really like. This one right here. Here we go. I love this track. Just take a listen. I love this track. We'll be right back. Look how much I gave. Let me see if my intermission screen actually works. Everything I lost. I cannot place my trust. It's something that knows us better than we know us. Nope, not that one. We had to go back to Cam 1. How can I not pray and give thanks? After all of those mistakes, He still gave me chance after chance. We'll just leave right here. We'll be right back, chat. I gotta fix the intermission one.
And after death, we always thought it'd be the same. But the soul is separate from the body. And after life, the soul shall remain. They say that unto God we shall return. As is from Him we all came. Some question, does He even exist? What's understood need not be explained. But we ain't people of understanding. We're people of living and ignoring. Let's ignore the reality so we can enjoy the fantasy. Fantasy's all it is when you don't enjoy it actually. A people of pretenders. Let's pretend we're filled with happiness. Smiling on the outside while inside filled with sadness. How can you find peace in the heart? How can you find peace in the heart if you don't have a connection with the one who created the heart? We can worship the clothes and we can worship the cars, but we don't worship the one who created the moon and the stars. It's crazy when you look at life. I grew up poor, so I was generally unhappy. And the media let us believe that success was in materials and money. So we praise those who have the most. We look up to them and label them celebrities. Wishing we had a life like theirs, while they're wishing they had a life of simplicity. They spend a life trying to avoid the cameras. We spend our time trying to be in front of them. We praise them for their beauty and their talent while we ignore the God that created them. That's like thanking the waitress that brings the meal, but disregarding the chef. That's like praising the beauty of a building, but not the architect. You're amazed by the brain of the designer of an aeroplane. What about the designer of a bird or a brain? Sad reality, we become a nation that don't worship the creator, but we worship his creations. Have you ever been to the mountains?
Go to the mountains, stand upon them, ponder on them, look at the clouds that hover over them, look at the sky, try and understand the life of the birds that fly. Look at the sea, watch the fish swim, the sharks fin and the jumping dolphin. Listen to the roaring, sounds of the jungle, elephants and lions. Anyone with intelligence can see the signs. Animals and mankind, heavens and earth. How could two people come together and bring about a child's birth? Man, now what's that life worth? They just play, study and work. But that play ain't even satisfying. We're all depressed and unsatisfied. And this work ain't even sufficient. Nobody's content with their current position. Continuously searching for more and more and more, but we don't know what we're searching for. I made a study about what we study. It troubled me because honestly most of it was worthless. That's why we live our life without knowing our true purpose. They taught us science but didn't teach us science. They taught us history but didn't teach us history. That was all from the wrong perspective.
This track is Signs by Muslim Bilal. Signs.
They can't modify me. I'm more Malcolm than Michael.
One of my favorite tracks.
The character delightful, but the brain's always serious. Focus on what's in front of us. Seeing past the nights and days. Looking ahead to when we fall and then raise. I can't live without praise. Don't praise me. Praise the one that made me.
The bird flew in.
Come on. None of this could ever come about by chance.
Look, come on, Phoebe.
In the galaxy, this world would end, be there one collision.
The bird flew in. Come
in a perfect fashion. Imagine life without God. Imagine life without God. We was broke, prayed for money, then the door knocked.
Come on.
We was scared, prayed for safety, then the car stopped. And when it didn't, we kept the faith and saw the benefits another day. We trust God's wisdom, so we accept his decision. They question.
You guys, check out this track by Muslim Bilal one day. It's called Faith.
You are the company of your friend.
It's called Faith.
Truth is, we don't want to believe. We're scared of what we don't know. We're comfortably lost.
Oh, the birds are talking to each other now. Hey, you guys both chill. Hey, if you want to stay here, you're going to have to chill out. You want to stay here, you're going to have to chill out. Salam alaikum from Algeria. Let me see. What have I missed? Praying for your family for 2 years. Yusuf, may Allah bless you. Anyone heard of Up the Gaming Ragnarok? No, I have not. What's that track? Oh, that track. That's the one. Signs by Muslim Bilal. Signs. Where can I get that fitted, Akhi? What, the hat? All of the hats that I wear, you can get from Cave London. All you got to do is type in exclamation cave in the chat. Type in exclamation cave in the chat. And you'll get a link. And you can also get 15% off of all of the hats by using the code Yush Evans. Emotional video. Assalamu alaikum. May God make it a blessed Thursday. Ameen. Labib Zaman. Salam. How you doing? Welcome. Welcome. Mohammed Daniel, how does your cat behave with the bird? The cat's cool with the birds. My cat is cool with the birds. She just basically keeps an eye on them. ego is taking over. Humility is fading. So sad. 100%. Musa, you're welcome, my brother. You're welcome. Near Harvey, my favorite hadith about the story of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He takes care. My ear said, who wants to buy this from me? Then he started to describe the dunya. Oh, yes. Yes, the carcass. You're talking about the carcass. Where he held up the ear. He held up a carcass of a deer or something like that. It was some animal. And he said, which one of you would buy this from me for a dinar or a dirham? And they said, oh, messenger of Allah, we would not even take that from you if it was for free, right? So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that know that this whole world and everything that it contains is less in the sight of Allah than this carcass is in your sight. But look how much we chase it. So yeah. Yep. It's a very beautiful hadith. I'm also having my power smoothie while we talk chat. Gotta get my greens and my fruit up in me. Gotta get your greens and chat. You gotta eat well. If you wanna be healthy, there's three secrets to health, right? I'm gonna tell you guys right now. Who are you bobbing your head at, Phoenix? Who are you bobbing your head at?
Who are you talking to? Huh? What's up? Who are you bobbing at? What's up?
You're bobbing your head at somebody. Anyway, let me give you the three secrets to get this. You're doing it again. Who are you dancing for? She's dancing with you guys, chat. There are three secrets to good health, right? Number one, sleep well. sleep well. It's a big, big, big factor to your health is sleep. Make sure you sleep well. Get appropriate sleep. Number two, eat well. You are what you eat. So what you put in your body is going to affect your health. And number three, exercise. It's as simple as that. There's no like super secret formulas to health. Sleep, food, exercise. Simple, simple. Sometimes I get upset the majority of Muslims are running out of the racist. Stop getting annoyed over this. You have to realize that people come from all walks of life that are Muslim, and Allah chooses whom He guides. Allah chooses whom He guides. May Allah guide more of us. We need the recipe for them smoothies. 100%. It's usually a mix up. I don't have the same smoothie every day. Hey, that's too hard. I don't have the same smoothie every day. Abu Farouk, I have some days some different things, but I put a lot of fruits in them. You know, so like raspberries, blueberries.
You're biting too hard.
She's still a baby. She doesn't understand how hard she bites and it hurts. Blueberries, raspberries, mango, pineapple, papaya, dragon fruit, passion fruit, you know, all of that stuff. And then I put greens in, like spinach, kale, sometimes some avocado. I put some honey, some Greek yogurt, because Greek yogurt kind of mellows out the bitterness of a lot of the fruits and vegetables. Black seed. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. Maybe I should do a real one time of my smoothie recipe. Maybe I should do a real one time of my smoothie recipe, inshallah.
You got to stop biting so hard today, Phoenix. You're being weird. Chill out.
What's up, Moon Bunny Star? Assalamu alaikum. You want to say assalamu alaikum to the chat? No, she said no. Not today. Yeah, the bird's just nodding. Yeah, he's agreeing with everything that I'm saying at the moment. You should do. I'll watch I Show Speed. I do not. There's so many Latino Muslims nowadays, Yusuf. Yes, there are. So many Latinos are entering into Islam, mashallah. So many Latinos are entering into Islam. And that is a beautiful thing. And to that we say, bienvenidos. Hermanos and hermanas. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to Islam. What's your version of the difference between a believer and a non-believer? Mine, it's honesty, emotional videos. The difference between a Muslim, a believer, and a non-believer? What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean by the difference between a believer and a non-believer. The difference between somebody who believes in Islam and somebody who doesn't is faith. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger is the difference. But I'm not sure what you're meaning by that. We appreciate what you do for Islam and Muslims out there. Keep going, brother. May Allah bless you with Jannah. Bruh, you too. May Allah grant you Jannah. Firdos, inshallah. Isn't that right, Phoenix? Phoenix is just nodding away at everything. Phoenix, isn't that right? Yep. You see, the bird agrees. It's just, yep. She agrees with all of that. And Spanish is different than Latino, by the way. Yes, it is. Spanish is from Spain. Latino is from Latin America. But there's a lot of Latinos entering into Islam. A lot of Latinos. 100%. May not be a big deal to some, but as Spanish speakers, it is kind of. Yep. The bird is just nodding away, bro.
What's up? Who are you nodding at?
Like, who you agreeing with me, right? Right, Phoenix?
Just agreeing with everything I say?
I appreciate that. I appreciate the bird hyping me up today. That's hyping me up. Abu Fruit, we need eclipse of those smoothies. Yeah, maybe I should do that, inshallah. Should do that. Umar Saeed, you're super smart and love, and you read fast. Reading fast is sometimes a good thing and sometimes is a bad thing. So, but when you need to, we can use it, inshallah. Barbarian, have I been to the Bay Area? Yes, I have. I've been to the Bay Area a few times. Actually, I was just in the Bay Area not a tremendously long time ago, a few months ago. We were out near Sacramento. I can't remember the name of the exact city. But we were out near Sactown. So yeah, I enjoy the Bay Area, alhamdulillah. Nice weather out in the Bay Area. Muhammad Ali, I love your 9-year-old speech. Ow! No pinching. I don't need to be preened. I am not a bird. I don't need feathers plucked. You got to learn that. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. No with the preening. We don't need to be preened. I don't need to be preened. I have no feathers for you to pluck. My birds are used to preening each other, so they like to try to preen me as well, and it hurts because it's like the tiniest little pinch you can think of from their little beaks, and they just pinch one little tiny piece of skin, and it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. I don't need to be preened, Phoenix. I don't need to be preened. I appreciate you. Also, how can I stop seeing Jesus as the best prophet, Yusuf? I grew up believing that Jesus was the best.
Super chat. Mandatory viewing is now in effect.
Dr. Khalid with the SAR 500. May Allah bless you and grant you goodness, Akhi. I'm not sure. I believe that is that SAR? Is that Saudi Arabian Riyals? Is that Riyals? I don't know. I don't know SAR. I think it's Riyals. May Allah bless you, Dr. Khalid, and grant you goodness in this life and in the next, and make it heavy for you in the scale of deeds and the day of judgment, inshallah. But I believe SAR is Riyals. May Allah bless you from Saudi Arabia. Jesus is one of the best of prophets. Dr. Khalid, may Allah bless you. May Allah grant you goodness. May Allah bless you and grant you goodness. In this life and in the next, make it heavy for you. We believe that Jesus was one of the best prophets. Not the best, but one of the best. You cannot have this smoothie. Phoenix, they want everything I eat. That's one thing. If you have parrots, they want to eat what you eat. They want to eat what you eat. We believe he is one of the best prophets, one of the greatest of prophets, but the best of mankind is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is something we are very we are very founded and sure upon. Advice on learning Arabic from the beginning when you work and have kids. Start an online module. There are so many online modules now that are really good for learning Arabic. So many online modules that are very good now for learning Arabic. You can just do one that works according to your time frame. I think even Ustad Abu Taymiyyah started an online module for learning Arabic. I think Dawah Man's brother has one. I think Islamic Online University has one. You know, there's so many different modules where you can learn Arabic at your own pace in your free time. You're just going to have to give it some dedication. You're going to have to really put in some time and effort. Turn this down a little bit of time and effort and dedication to learn it. But there are a lot of online modules where you can do that. No, we're not chewing on the cables. Phoenix. No.
Hey, no.
Not chewing on the cables or my finger. Muhammad Ali, you are my student. May Allah bless you, bro. May Allah bless you. Yusuf, we're not gonna go into that. Thank you. I mean to you too as well, Dr. Khalid. May Allah bless you for coming and joining us in the stream. One of your reasons to become a Muslim because the accuracy of the prediction from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is such as you will see the destruction of tall buildings. Is that right? No, what guided me to become a Muslim was reading the Quran for the first time. After I finished the Quran, the very first time I read it, I accepted Islam the next day. If you want the full long story of that, you can just search on YouTube how the Bible led me to Islam. Or right here on my channel, there is a video called Why I'm a Muslim. Why I am a Muslim. You can check out both of those where I describe this and I talk about my conversion to Islam. Arabic, are you Sufi? No, I'm just a Muslim. Are there any sects in Islam? Is it necessary to be a part of a particular sect? There are lots of sects in Islam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there would be 73 sects and 72 of them would be in the fire, except for one. And he said that is the one that me and my companions are upon right now. So if you follow the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were, then you're going to be okay. Doesn't need to be a sect. Just follow them. How do I start to love the Prophet Muhammad more than Jesus? Start reading about his life, Yusuf. Read about his life. Study him, because once you become to know the man, then you start to love him and you learn about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the amazing things that he did for us as a community, as an ummah, and for mankind. May Allah bless you. I haven't played in a while, Masawir. I just haven't had the time, but I would love to, inshallah, ta'ala, sometime in the future. Musa, it was a pleasure. Pleasure having you. I look forward to having you on the next one as well. Yusuf, same for you. I look forward to having you on the next one as well, my brother. Tariq, my cat is following your stream. Guess why? The bird? Cat is probably stalking the bird, I guess. The cat is probably stalking the bird. Duolingo is a brilliant place to start learning basic Arabic words, letters, and sounds in the languages of Arabic. It uses short lessons. I've never heard of Duolingo, but maybe it's something you could, maybe something to check out. I've never heard of it, though. So I can't speak to it. Muhammad Ali. Is it right that we can see the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream? Yes, you can. You can. And if you see him in a dream, then you've actually seen him. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the shaitan can imitate many things, but he cannot imitate me. He can imitate many things, but he cannot imitate me. No. No. No biting. No biting. You have to learn no biting. We don't do that. SubhanAllah, you helped me so much when I got guided. It's really funny to see you. Wish you all the best, brother. Tom SN, for you as well. Only there's no like secret to seeing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your dream. It's one of those things that if you do, you're blessed, and that is a favor from Allah to you if you see the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your dreams. It does not happen to a tremendous amount of people. You are not getting my smoothie, Phoenix. She's very irritated right now that I will not give her my smoothie. She's very angry that I'm not giving her my smoothie. No, you're not getting my smoothie. And you're not going to chew on my wires either. No. Does me make me kafir love Jesus? No, but it's something you should work on, inshallah. Irfan Sheikh, assalamu alaikum. How are you doing? Welcome to the stream. No. Welcome to the stream. You're being usually good on the stream. Today you're being a little diva. You're being a little diva. Yes, you are. You're being a little diva because I won't give you my smoothie. That's not how life works. That's my smoothie and not your smoothie. You get plenty of food. There we go. All right. What time is it? We're going to start wrapping it up quite here soon, chat, because I have a session coming up very soon. We're going to start wrapping it up. But as long as we have internet access and I'm in town, Ifran, the topic on Thursdays is just chatting and chilling. There's no real topic. We're just chatting and chilling. Kapomir, thank you very much for becoming a subscriber. I appreciate you. On Thursdays, we might talk about something in the beginning, but there's no like overall topic. We're just hanging out and chatting for the moment. We might work on getting guests onto the lives. We might work on getting on some guests to the lives. So if we get guests onto the lives, there might be a topic, something that we talk about. But the whole purpose of this Thursday stream, guys, is to be able to chat and chill. That's why it's called weekly live stream chat and chill. So we chat and chill and we talk about certain things, inshallah. So we talk about just whatever it is that you guys want to talk about. We answer questions. We talk about subject matter that you guys feel is pertinent to talk about. And that's what we do. That's why it's called chat and chill, to be able to create this vibe to where you guys can feel, you guys can feel comfortable to just come and hang out and ask any question that you want to, or talk about anything that you want to. This is a very laid back space, very similar to what I did in the gaming space. We're doing now on the live stream space, but we're just talking about the deen or whatever it is that we might get stuck or hung on that certain day and that certain topic, inshallah. Ooh, that smoothie is kicking. Very good smoothie the missus made for me today, mashallah. So as long as I'm in town and we have internet and the internet's not playing up, hopefully now that it's become winter, they'll stop messing with the internet because you can't really dig into the ground in the winter because the ground becomes frozen here. So they don't do it as much. Yeah, your friend, that burp is a sound of satisfaction. That means that smoothie is putting in work. Rare, salam alaikum, brother. You should, what's your PC setup? Type in exclamation specs in the chat and you'll see my PC setups. Exclamation specs. My gaming rig is a 5800X 3D CPU Ryzen 3090 Asus ROG Strix OC. And then my stream PC is just a 5950X and a 2070 Super. But those are the specs right there. If you want to know all of the different specs, then you'll get the specs, inshallah. Yep, there you go, Abu Fudu. You can't put a space behind it. You can't put a space. It has to be just exclamation and then whatever you want. So there they are, right? Do I know about Chechnya? Yes. I don't know how to pronounce that name. I don't want to try to tear your name apart, Lemro. But yes, I do know about Chechnya, and I just know about the Chechnyan Muslims, mashallah. Some very strong brothers and sisters out there in Chechnya. May Allah bless them and grant them goodness and grant them more goodness, inshallah ta'ala. So hopefully the goal is 1 to 3. We started a little bit late today because I had a kicking migraine. The goal for this is 1 to 3 on Thursdays, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow we will be streaming tomorrow in the Yushevins Gaming channel. So if you're not subscribed to Yushevins Gaming, just scroll down, hit that one, that Yushevins Gaming other one, and then subscribe to it. We'll be doing that tomorrow as soon as I get back from the doctor's office with my son. We'll be up on that tomorrow, inshallah. Then the new episode of Samosas and Sweet Tea. Thompson, what games do we play? Call of Duty. Tomorrow might be some Modern Warfare 2. We might play some Rebirth. We might play some Warzone Rebirth Island before it goes away, because it goes away in 2 weeks, I believe. But make sure you subscribe over there. And then on Sunday will be the new episode of Samosas and Sweet Tea. And then hopefully an episode of Reflections coming out the week after that. We're working, inshallah. We're working. Muhammad Ali, I was trying to figure out the real Islam and I was confused. Part of a dream I was getting missed. It could be. I don't know yet. What about the new Modern Warfare? Yes, I've played it. It's very glitchy. It's very buggy right now. I don't know what to think of it yet. I like the old style movement, but it's made it very campy, very sweaty. I just hope they bring some smaller maps. The maps, the way they are now and the way they play, makes it very slow, very campy. A lot of people are trying to level up guns right now, so that's what they're doing, camping mounted so they can get their kills or whatnot. So we'll see how it comes when Warzone 2 comes out. We'll see how it continues to play. And I'm excited to see about Warzone 2, inshallah. All right, guys, we will see you guys next Thursday for this stream back on this channel. We'll see you guys next Thursday, inshallah. I have not decided whether or not we're going to be able to add the Tuesday streams as of yet. I hope so. We'll be able to add the Tuesday streams very soon, inshallah. But tomorrow we'll be back on the Yushevins Gaming channel for Hot Drop Friday. Yushevins channel, get Hot Drop Friday. Yona Art, welcome. Assalamu alaikum. We're about to actually get up out of here. So I'll see you guys on that one. Hopefully next Thursday we'll start right on time, 1 o'clock, 1 to 3 p.m. Remember, guys, I got nothing but love for all of you and the fact that you come and give me your time. And that is very important to me, and it means a lot to me. And those who show support, subscribers, members, donators, super chatters, much love to all of you guys. And remember to make dua for me as I make dua for all of you, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you goodness in this life, goodness in the next life, and get us all a highest state in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, inshallah ta'ala. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. For those of you guys who come to the gaming stream, I'll see you tomorrow. For those of you guys who come just for the chat and chill streams on Thursdays, we will see you guys next Thursday, inshallah. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of your heart. Take care of your soul. Take care of your mind. Take care of your faith. Take care of your body. Take care of your family. And I'll see you on the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.